Hearth and Home. Written by Chansey Lurking. Read by Opalsong. Fandom Sense8. Rating Explicit. Relationship Felix Wolfgang. Felix and the Cluster. Felix the Cluster. Also tagged for Sense8 Cluster. POV Outsider. Cluster Sex. Sense8 Orgy. Friendship / Love. Polyfidelity. Explicit sexual content. Feelings realization. Dorks in love. Happy sex. First time. First time between Felix and Wolfgang. And warm and fuzzy feelings. Part 14 of the Felix Plus series. Felix doesn't really think of himself as a cliché as he's walking home. Yeah, he's probably a little undershowered, and his clothes got hung up on the floor last night, so he's more than a little disheveled. Not to mention the sex hair he didn't bother to comb through. But dude, he's whistling to himself and twirling his keys around his fingers, feeling spectacular. This isn't a morning walk of shame, not even a little. Felix and Shame haven't been on speaking terms for years, much less today when Danny sent him off with kisses and a smile full of promised friendship. He's excited thinking about a future where she might spend a few hours in his arms now and again, but he's also excited to be going home. Wolfgang is technically scheduled off today, and the chances that he would answer the phone if his boss tried to call him in are pretty much non-existent. If Felix knows Wolfgang at all, he's in the apartment, which means the apartment is exactly where Felix wants to be. It's dumb. He doesn't miss Wolfgang exactly. It's just that he feels like he wants to be near him right this fucking second. He's walking a touch too quickly to be casual, a shuffling gait that might pass as dancing in the right lighting, just to get home to his wolf. They've had arguments more than once about how noisy Felix is when he's not trying to be stealthy, but that doesn't stop Felix from jogging up the steps and shoving his key into the lock and the door into the doorstop in one motion. He opens his mouth as soon as he steps through the door, Wolfgang's name bubbling out of him on a manic wave of excitement that cuts off when he spots him. Wolfgang is tense through his whole body, half bent over and knuckles white where he's gripping the kitchen counter. He doesn't even look up. Wolfie? Felix starts cautiously, quickly shutting the door and coming over to him. Concern springs a leak in Felix's stomach when he notices the flush staining Wolfgang's cheeks dark red. Do you have a fever or something? Why are you all... He reaches a hand up to check for himself, but snatches it back when Wolfgang whirls on him, pupils void, black, and wide. Whoa, are you high? No. Wolfgang snaps at him. He doesn't sound genuinely angry with him, but Felix thinks he's the only one in the world who would believe that right now. What did you tell Danny? Felix flashes hot and cold. What? When you two were fucking, you told her something. She mentioned it to Lito, and now he and Hernando... His voice clips off, mouth falling open slightly, and Felix's skin prickles at the sight. Felix, what did you... He tries again, only for his eyes to flutter a moment later, something stealing his voice. For a long moment, Felix doesn't quite understand what's happening. The look on Wolfgang's face is familiar, but it doesn't connect immediately in Felix's head until Wolfgang's head tilts off to the side, suddenly as though tugged, the muscles in his neck visibly jumping as though they'd been touched. Or, no, not just touched. Felix feels his heart thud in his chest when he looks back up to see Wolfgang half glaring at him. But his eyes are too glazed over, his face too pink to hide his arousal. "You can feel it?" Felix exclaims, voice a little frantic. "They're... Lito and Hernando are fucking, and you can..." His blood runs hot in a delicious rush when Wolfgang leans over suddenly, hands slapping down on the tile countertop, the only thing keeping him upright as he lets out a growling breath. "Of fucking course I feel it," Wolfgang hisses. "Anything they can experience, I can, remember?" Anything gets its hooks in Felix's mind and shakes him. Even if Wolfgang has never tried a single thing with men before, he's felt it, and judging by the look on his face right now, thought it was worth repeating. Felix has been told his unrestrained smile is not flattering, but he can't help letting it split his face, ecstatic. Especially when Wolfgang just looks up at him, fond and wildly turned on. "No fucking shit," Felix says, getting hard in his pants from just looking Wolfgang in the eyes right now. His eyes flicker down to Wolfgang's lips, slick and red like he's already been biting them. He wants to kiss him more than he wants to breathe. "Wolfie, if this is happening," Wolfgang interrupts him lowly, standing up straight and getting in his face, "it's gonna be in a bed." "No shit," Felix says, taking a half step towards the futon before he stops himself, half expecting a punchline. "No shit. This is... Can I..." He's stumbling over his words, buzzing with excitement, and he can already feel the crazy in his eyes, but has never worried about it before and doesn't start now. Wolfgang has always known it's there. It's half the reason he loves him. "Dude, don't shit me right now. That's the hottest thing I've ever heard in my whole fucking life." He drifts back into Wolfgang's space, puts them chest to chest. "Am I in on this or what?" "Of course," Lito answers and surges forward. But then Wolfgang's expression flickers with mild panic for a second and his lips land on Felix's cheek. "Of course, Felix," Wolfgang confirms softly, kissing his way back to Felix's ear. "If you want." Felix hates the hesitation in Wolfgang's voice, as much as he's touched by it. He gets his hands on Wolfgang's waist, pulling them together by the hips, and somehow still shocking himself with the feel of Wolfgang's arousal. "I want everything you'll give me. Ugh!" He shudders when Wolfgang accepts his words immediately and bites his jaw. "Oh, you would bite, you fucking wolf," he laughs, overjoyed and grinding up against Wolfgang. Wolfgang turns to kiss the laugh right out of his mouth, and it feels like the world lights up and shuts down all at once. This is Wolfgang. Felix knows this kiss, but it feels like more, too. They're touching from mouth to thighs, and it still feels like he should feel more hands, hear other breaths, panting with his. He feels like this moment is too big for the space around him. That's got to be all in his head. It can't be real, but really, who's to say in this new world where his best friend is not completely human? Biting at Wolfgang's lips, he tries to focus enough to get his hands under Wolfgang's clothing, when Wolfgang is apparently entirely unwilling to let him go. He feels fumbling and stupid like he's a teenager all over again, and this is the first time. Then, he thinks, with one hand on Wolfgang's bare back, the other coming up to cup the side of his neck, that this is the first time that matters more than anything. It's a struggle to pull back enough to speak, but Felix manages after the second time, the first destroyed by seeing Wolfgang looking hazy with lust for Felix. "I want to make this good for you, Wolfie," he whispers roughly, kissing his mouth off-center because he genuinely can't help himself. "That's what I told Danny. I want to lay you out and make this so fucking good for you." The faint surprise on Wolfgang's face is confusing. "You thought about this," he breathes. Then his hand is tight in Felix's shirt, yanking at it. "The one time your fucking impulse control works. Are you serious? Do it." Felix raises his arms, caught in the whirlwind, as Wolfgang starts stripping him like his clothes personally insulted him. "Lay me out. Make it good." Felix half wants to say something snarky, but instead he just kisses him, deep and filthy, yanking at his belt, partly to get it open, partly to drag him towards the futon. It hits him then, when Wolfgang's breath is coming out noisy against his lips, his cock hard in Felix's hand, that he gets to have this. Sex with Wolfgang isn't just a thought that hits him when he wakes up wanting, less than a foot away from him, when he's biting his lip in the shower. Wolfgang's hands are hot on his skin, fingers creeping down his waistband, barely bothering to open his fly, just desperate for skin contact. He makes a discontent sound when Wolfgang tears his mouth away a moment later. "Bed," Wolfgang says, and yeah, this is happening. He pushes, and Felix lets himself be led back to the bed, stepping out of his shoes and pants. Wolfgang's clothes follow suit, all on the floor to be dealt with sometime tomorrow. It's far from the first time they've seen each other naked, but Felix gets to take an eyeful. He can place every scar on Wolfgang's body, even the ones he wasn't there to watch happen. Felix would imagine Wolfgang can do the exact same, but his gaze snags on the newest scars, the snarled, raised pink of multiple gunshot wounds. He hasn't gotten much action since the scars, much less with the lights on, so Felix hasn't really had to think about what they look like to anyone else. "Enjoying the show?" Felix asks, holding his arms out. He doesn't even vaguely flinch when Wolfgang's fingertips find the scars, reverent and gentle, even though his eyes have gone hard. Their eyes. Well, that won't do. "Hey, if you're gonna feel me up, make it count. Don't be a pussy." Wolfgang's gaze snaps back up to his, and he looks so damn fond Felix's heart stutters. Then he looks annoyed. "I resent that phrasing," Riley tells him, swatting at him until he falls backwards. Felix laughs as the back of his legs hit the bed, and he goes down, pulling her to stand between his knees. Okay, sorry. The touches that caress him abruptly grow bolder, tracing the contours of his body with a familiarity Wolfgang would not have. "Lido," Felix guesses breathlessly, leaning into his hands. He smirks when Lido leans down for a showier kiss as a reward. "Correct," Lido replies, giving Felix a shocked smile when Felix drags his blunt nails down Wolfgang's back to grab at his ass. He crawls over Felix, forcing him to scoot back to make room. "Danny was so secretive. I'm dying to see what you do to him." "Holy shit, so am I," Nomi hisses, shifting back into Felix's hands, then forward to bring their crotches together. "Why couldn't you wait till I was home? Whoa!" Felix laughs, rolling Nomi onto her back and kissing her cheek. "My bad," he says, not really sorry at all, and she knows it. "Gimme Wolfie," he says, and feels when she does. Wolfgang's body arching under his with a grunt when Felix starts mouthing at his throat. He hums when Wolfgang's fingers dig into his shoulder, clinging on like Felix would want to be anywhere but right here. Then Wolfgang's hand is back on his chest, following the line of his treasure trail down to, yeah, come on, oh, Felix groans when Wolfgang's hand finds his arousal. His movements are a little clumsy, all novice eagerness with none of the virgin hesitation. Wolfgang and hesitation are rarely on the same hemisphere, and today is no different. "Touch me how you touch yourself." "God," Wolfgang chokes out, grip at once firming up, motions more certain. Felix rocks his hips down into the motion, craning his head agreeably when Wolfgang pulls at his hair with his other hand to get to his throat. Wolfgang's teeth are not gentle, but Felix hadn't expected any less and shudders under the attention. He lets Wolfgang stake his claim, something that will likely be vibrant purple in a few hours, before he speaks again. "Can I get my mouth on you?" Felix asks, trailing his hand down Wolfgang's side. "Felix!" It's not quite a whine, but it's damn closer than Wolfgang ever gets. He swallows audibly when Felix sits up to look at him. His eyes jump from the marks on his throat up to meet his gaze. "Felix, you can do whatever you want to me." Felix feels the weight of that statement settle in his chest. It wasn't just Wolfgang giving him permission. It was every one of his headmates giving Felix another wonderful confession, an insight to Wolfgang only they can feel from the inside. Wolfgang is going to take what Felix gives him, even in this, hands open. It's a humbling admission, and Felix clings to it. He wants to give him everything, all the best things, even if he's got to steal them with his own hands one by one. "I'll keep that in mind," Felix replies softly, scraping his nails down Wolfgang's chest as Felix shifts to lay between his thighs. A jerk shoots through Wolfgang's body when Felix's hand finds his cock, rubbing his thumb under the head, grinning when the motion goes slippery. "Think you can keep still?" he asks belatedly. It's been a long time, a very long time since Felix has taken a man in any way. But that's not going to stop him now. And anyway, Wolfgang looks a little blown out of his own head, and Felix has barely put a hand on him. "I don't know. Can we?" Coffeus answers in a breathless rush, eager and nervous. He looks down at Felix, who can't help but laugh. "We are very new at this part." "We can keep him still, if need be," Sun cuts in smoothly, the usually dangerous smirk filthy in this context. The smile on Felix's face warps to match it. "Show him a good time." Felix has never really given elegant head. Learning how to do it in the back room of a club he'd had to use a fake ID to even get into will do that. Most of the time, though, that's par for the course of what the guys he'd been with would expect from him. Wolfgang has no expectations at all, so if Felix goes in a little fast and loose, well, it's not like Felix is exactly known for doing things any other way. The noise Wolfgang lets out when Felix goes for broke is gratifying, has Felix's hair standing on end. He's ready to brace for it, to pull back so that Wolfgang doesn't choke him when his legs tense up. But then Wolfgang just stays there, like someone else has already clamped down on his thighs. Fuck, that's the exact combination of hot and just really fucking interesting that makes Felix's head spin. There's no finesse to his movements, and maybe he's a little sloppier than he expressly needs to be, but fuck, it's been a long time, and he's missed this. Looking up Wolfgang's body as he gets it is the best part. Getting to see him bite his lip and pull his own hair, heaving for breath. "Felix, fuck, I want..." Wolfgang gasps suddenly, letting his head fall back and shutting his eyes. He seems like he's answering someone else when he says, "I don't know." "Know what?" Felix pulls back to say, scraping his stubble along Wolfgang's hip just to watch him flinch into the feeling. Wolfgang has his arms thrown over his face, but peeks between them to look down at Felix. He's flush all down his chest, and for the first time in his life, Felix is actually struck by the urge to pause sex to take a fucking picture. Good night. Leto just... He licks his lips, trying to look casual, but still half shielded by his arms and embarrassed almost. "Do we have a lube stash?" A silly grin lights up Felix's face. He cackles, kissing Wolfgang's hips. "Wow, stash! What are we, dealers?" He rolls over Wolfgang's leg, ignoring his grunt and the slap he gets to his shoulder. "Yeah, I got slick. Hold on." It probably said something about him as a person that he had, rather opportunistically, shoved it with the other junk under the fold-out after Wolfgang kissed him the first time. Felix doesn't really care what it says about him, though, other than that he's about to get laid. "Rubbers?" Wolfgang's head tilts like he's listening to someone and his nose crinkles. "Yeah," he says, reaching back to rifle through the basket on his side of the bed, and God damn, Felix loves him so fucking much. Look at the pair of them. He gets back between Wolfgang's legs as soon as he settles, laid back on display, flipping a condom back and forth between his fingers. Felix sort of just spaces out, staring at him for a second. Dude, he generally doesn't think about it too hard, but Wolfgang is hot. Are you gonna use that or what? Wolfgang snaps, but there's no real teeth to it, just eagerness and a fair bit of self-conscious nerves. Criminals rarely like being stared at. Felix shakes the bottle at him. Hey, didn't Leto give you the speech? Do you want the don't rush anal speech? Wolfgang points threateningly off to Felix's left. Shut up. Just fucking do something. Bossy fucker, Felix says, but does nudge Wolfgang's thighs open a fraction wider as he pops open the top. He may get a little on the sheets in his eagerness, but, well, they're twisted half the wrong way anyway. They probably won't wind up in the wet spot. Focus on my mouth, Wolfie, he says, even as he slides slick fingers down his crack, making him jump. Don't tense up, man, I got you. Fuck you, Wolfgang snaps, but takes a breath and relaxes. I mean, yeah, sure, Felix shrugs, not moving, just to be a little shit. If you want, I'll just stop. I will kick you in your face, Wolfgang warns, but he's dropped the condom to clutch the sheets in his fists, legs spread easily around Felix's shoulders. Do you want to get kicked in the... Oh! Felix remembers this intimately. One of his kinder firsts, dulling the feeling of fingers opening him up with the feeling of a tongue working over his cock. He remembers when it turned into pleasure so sharp it was almost electric, when it left him swearing and sweating, begging under his breath so no one would hear through the bedroom door. He remembers getting what he'd been begging for a few strokes later and clamping his own hand over his mouth, shouting with how good it was. He wants that for Wolfgang. Though, at this point, Felix isn't sure if it's him or Wolfgang closer to falling apart. Finally pushing his fingers against Wolfgang's opening, the feeling of Wolfgang's warmth encircling him has him nearly losing focus. Still, he uses his offhand to guide Wolfgang's cock into his mouth, a slow, hot slide for both of them. Wolfgang does make a sound then, a sputtering breath that sounds like it may have started out as Felix's name, but got lost in the middle. If he wasn't busy, he'd smirk. But as it stands, he tries to keep his head moving while he works Wolfgang open. Either a product of having other lives that have done this before, or one of the other lives consciously coaching him, Wolfgang stays fairly relaxed here, considering the rest of his body is one long line of tension. The muscles in his stomach are continually contracting, his hips staying flat, even if his legs have taken up restless shifting. His knuckles are white on the sheets, and if that doesn't stoke Felix's ego, the way his name sounds in Wolfgang's mouth when he presses his fingers up, sliding back until he hits the bump he's looking for, sure does. Felix! Felix looks up, because he can't tell who's talking. Felix, he's gonna come. Please, don't stop. Holy shit, is that Will? He pulls his hand free, and their expression twists into a scowl. Oh, you piece of... Yeah, that's Will. Do you want me to fuck y'all or what? Felix asks bluntly, petting blindly across the bed for the condom. It's kinda gotta be one or the other. And not just because Felix isn't exactly known for his patience. If Wolfgang wants to come in his mouth, they can do that. But that means Wolfgang is going to rut down and come in the sheets. Wolfgang is still a little wild-eyed when he takes the reins back, so Felix is ready for it when he reaches down for him, yanking him up to kiss him all in a frenzy of motion. Yes, he says, the words smeared between their mouths, but Felix understands it nevertheless. Okay, Wolfie, I got ya, he says. He opens the condom and slides it on with a practiced motion, even if Wolfgang is the one to take him in hand and slick lube over his cock. Felix is a hedonist and almost lets himself get lost in that. But then he breathes out a string of impatient swears. He pulls at Wolfgang's wrist and is, as always, touched when he lets himself be moved. It's gonna be weird, he warns, lining up to press into Wolfgang, both of them as slick and ready as they can be. I know. Wolfgang licks at his lips. He switches over to mutter quickly in German. I have never not trusted you, Felix. Don't overthink this. Felix takes that for what it is, the feeling warm in his chest. He kisses Wolfgang until he can breathe around it, but doesn't give him the chance to get impatient. Pushing forward slowly, Felix feels Wolfgang freeze up, too lost in the feeling to kiss him, just breathing shakily against his lips. Before Felix can determine whether he needs to stop, Wolfgang's arms scramble around Felix's sides to draw him closer still. Shit, Felix coughs out. Then again, more emphatically, when one of Wolfgang's legs closes around his waist. Take it easy or I'll blow. Turning his face into Felix's neck, he lets out a harsh breath. You have no idea how close we are, they tell him, and Felix feels goosebumps all down his spine. I want... Wolfgang's voice shorts out when Felix bottoms out, grip flinching tighter. Whatever it is that Wolfgang means to say, he, all eight of them, loses the words for. He offers up the feeling silently, turning to find Felix's lips and kissing him. There's less franticness all of a sudden, just a sure and deep press of their mouths together. Felix can feel Wolfgang's breath warm across his face, his heart pounding where their chests are pressed together. Wolfgang's hip is sweat damp under Felix's palm, and his fingers are just this side of too tight on the back of Felix's neck. In all the sex Felix has had, and that's not an insignificant amount, he has never experienced a moment where the kiss was what made him feel like nothing else in the world existed. Felix has the thought that this must be what being in love must feel like. A softness so deep that it can exist outside all things, can survive the rough edges of who they had to be to survive. Wolfgang wants that, and Felix knows that as surely as if he'd said it aloud. Maybe even understood it more clearly because he hadn't. In love. The thought is as terrifying as it is soul-soothing, and Felix has to just let himself feel it for a moment. Still, Felix's body gets a say in the proceedings, and when Wolfgang shudders, it moves all the way through him, and they're off again. There are moments when Wolfgang's touches change, where he moves with Felix like it's familiar, where he throws his head back like he's overwhelmed, where he strokes with his hands, then hangs on with his arms, then with his teeth. Felix knows the others have to be here too, and he kisses each and every one when he feels them flow into Wolfgang's skin, easy as water. But in the end, when Felix gets a hand between them, the tension that races up Wolfgang's spine, the fingers curling in Felix's hair, pulling him down, down, so they're sharing breath, so his name is gasped right into his mouth, it's familiar. Even like this, with Wolfgang trembling and spilling across his hand, everything in his eyes right before they fall shut is everything Felix has ever recognized as love. It's all Wolfgang. And that's all Felix needs to get there, too, coming with jerky motions until he's all but collapsed on top of Wolfgang, who groans under the weight, but doesn't shove him off, which is as good as welcoming it. Shit, Wolfgang pants, hand still on Felix's head, just resting now. Shit. Yeah, Felix agrees. Getting dick down is pretty wicked in real life, huh? That earns him a pop to the back of the head, but Felix just pinches Wolfgang's ass in response, sitting up slowly. He kisses the twitch in Wolfgang's cheek when he pulls out, holding on to walk the condom over to the trash can. Wolfgang is sprawled out comfortably, looking like he's set to start dozing any second. So, of course, Felix falls back onto the mattress, jostling him into grumbling wordlessly, even if he leaves his shoulder pressed against Felix's. It's like so many other times before, but this time they're still a little out of breath and wonderfully naked. Felix looks at Wolfgang, the relaxed lines of his face and the healthy pink still settled in his cheeks, and can't get over it. This is his life. Felix starts laughing because he can't help himself. It's not like he's never been happy before, but most of it doesn't start as deep down as the happiness he gets from Wolfgang does. And he just found out there's more of it. They get to have this. He's laughing, and Wolfgang turns to look at him, smirking like Felix has lost his mind, and he's still down for whatever he's about to say. What? Nothing, Felix says, before anything saccharine can find its way out of his mouth. He pulls at Wolfgang, dragging him over for a kiss he can't help but smile into. Just happy, I guess. You make me happy. The look that gets him in return is so fond it makes Felix squirm a little. He chuckles again when Wolfgang pats his cheek, a little rough about it, like usual. This time, though, he doesn't pull his hand back after. I'm happy, too, Wolfgang replies, and Christ, he says it so easily it's mind-boggling. It feels like a feat for the ages, like a dozen other battles won at once, like all their scars are worth it all over again. Wolfgang deserves some happiness after all the shit life has put him through. And Kala wants to kiss you. Kala gets whatever she wants, Felix answers instantly, and welcomes her into his arms. He doesn't quite understand the bald, nearly teary gratitude on her face, but he accepts it with everything else. He doesn't have to understand it. There's no part of Wolfgang he won't wrap his arms around and hold on to with all he's got. The end. Hello, teacher, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me. Look right. Kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to take it. I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very bad world. The music used in this podfic is Mad World, covered by Adam Lambert. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic on archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!